The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbot Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It's hard to say, like, LeBron's not giving everything. I don't know. They may just be done.
I'm not ready to give up on the Cavs just yet. They did play better, especially in the first half yesterday. I thought they were actually going to win the game. You know, they just need to get home, hold serve there. We know they're going to have to win one in Boston at some point. I'm not ready to throw them out yet. And I know that that's the hot take talking head thing to do today. Oh, the Cavs are done. I think the Cavs will come back and win game three. And if they don't, then yeah, then you can say they're done.
Do you think James Harden and Chris Paul combine to get into the 60s again?
Yes, but I think you'll see a more efficient Paul this time.
The problem is these role players, none of them played well. If this team's going to win, it's basically the three guys that everyone's talked about all year long have to carry them there.
They need a guy like P.J. Tucker to come up with 18.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Not be zeros. You can't. Yeah. P.J. Tucker and Bamute can't combine for 1 point.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN. Miss the first 2 hours? Well, you probably miss the fact we're out here at Carbach.
Did you and Kansas City Joe just make up?
You know what? Kansas City Joe and his crew are really cool guys, I have to say.
Is he still blocked?
Well, I still have him blocked on Twitter, but you know what I'm going to do? Because I'm a benevolent deity. I'm taking the ban off his phone calls. How's that?
So you'll take his crappy calls, but you're still going to block him on Twitter?
If there's kind of still a little probation here. If his next call is good, I'll unblock him.
Okay. All right. I hope it happens.
There is a precedent. I
want to see peace.
Well, I've unblocked one other person, and to this point I haven't regretted it yet. So I kind of feel like he and his crew took the time to come out here to Carbach, support the show, have some great beer. I'm not inflexible. I mean,
physically you're incredibly inflexible. Like you
– Oh, no.
There's zero chance you can touch your toes.
No, I can touch my toes.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see you touch your toes.
I'm not going to touch my toes out
here. Come on, touch your toes.
No.
Come on.
No, I've been drinking. If I try to touch my toes, I'm falling on my head. Are you kidding? But, yeah, I can. I'm a little overweight, but I'm in pretty good physical condition right now.
Okay.
Frankly, other than the damn gut, I'm in really good shape. My legs are in great shape. I've got my shoulders and arms where I want them now. I just got to get rid of this gut.
Okay.
That's it.
And then you're this.
Well, I can't do anything about the face.
That situation
all
still.
All the time in the gym and all the time on the road is not going to fix my face, okay?
Yeah.
That's Humpty Dumpty, all right? There's nothing I can do about it. So 936 says, I'm with you, AJ. I order a sangria margarita, and my wife says it's girly.
I don't care.
You know what? I'll confess, I like a good sangria.
My wife loves sangria. It's not for me.
Mine makes it, and don't tell her I told you this, but when she makes it, I really don't drink it because I don't like the way she makes it. But there are places that I buy it, and it's really good. So,
Jason asks a tough question. Here's an interesting question. After the Warriors game
interesting,
one win.
Interesting question.
When is the flood? Oh, no. I've already forgotten about this. Does the flood happen when the Warriors win or when the Warriors lose?
I think it's when the Warriors win.
Oh, no. Because the Warriors are going to keep winning for the foreseeable future. This is horrible news.
Here's an interesting question.
I mean, listen, I'm not in the flood zone, but I know people who are. I don't want that.
Yeah, you spent a lot of time out in that flood zone.
Yeah.
Pulling people out of there. So, no, I don't want to see that either.
Well, Fred, I am an American hero.
Yeah, that's what President Trump says.
That's right.
And frankly, I think you need to respect the president a little more for his opinion of you.
That's right.
Haitian Diva asks, are you only calling men's names, or can women get in on this winning too?
I promise we're never going to call Haitian Diva.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, if we call Diva, then you could win.
Okay.
And her. But, no, I brought that up earlier.
I see what you did there.
I know. See, that was a subtle dig.
Yeah.
But I got it in. No, I actually brought that up earlier and didn't get an answer. But I'm assuming there should be some female names in there. It's not going to be all guys. I'm guessing if it goes based on our listenership, if we do 10 names, seven of them, well, six and a half, so we'll have to do a non-gender specific name in there. Six and a half would be men. Actually, though, I think the numbers are up more than that in this last book. That's why our numbers have gone up so much. We got more women.
No, those numbers are only men 25-54. When you add the women in, it's even more than what we've got. Our numbers.
Oh, really? Are we just doing the?
Yeah, all we look at is because that's all we care about. Men 25-54. I mean, listen, it's nice having ladies listen. That's cool. It's nice if you listen and you're you're under 25 or you're over 54. But for our ratings purposes, it doesn't matter.
You matter to me,
right? You matter to us,
right? We care.
You just don't matter to our ratings. I mean, I'll be honest.
Here's a good question from 713. Is Fred the Deadpool of radio as far as looks? The problem with
Are you the grossest looking guy in radio?
No.
Is that what they're asking?
God, no.
I don't think so.
All you got to do is walk through the hallways at 790. But,
what? Who are you referring to?
No one. But, I mean, that's not a bad. It's actually not a bad comparison because the only problem with that is you still know that under all that makeup, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
I don't have makeup. I am this ugly. But, you know, I also.
He's more like Beast from the X-Men movies.
Maybe. But see, Deadpool's kind of funny. I'm kind of funny. He's kind of irreverent. He's Canadian.
You're kind of funny. You're not that funny, though.
I'm kind of funny. I'm kind of Canadian.
You're funny like. Like Charles Stewart, like when Professor X in X-Men. You're funny like him.
That's not fair. I don't have that accent. You got to have that accent.
I don't know how funny I can give you. You're funny like...
I mean, I'm not over-the-top funny like Deadpool is. It's more subtle. Yeah, I kind of like to drop the little jabs in every now and then.
You're funny like... Like the very first Hulk movie that came out.
No, don't put that on me.
With Eric Bana.
No, that wasn't even, no.
Stop, yeah, you're stop. Funny like
no,
him.
Nope. That doesn't work. By the way, did you see...
You're funny like Wonder Woman.
No, she's not funny.
No.
She's just hot and stares at the camera.
You know who you're funny like? The big... Hulked out dude in Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, it's funny because you're a moron.
Okay.
Like, you say, Batista, what's his name, the character? Drax. You're like Drax. You say something really dumb and it's funny. It's still dumb, but it's dumb in a good way. It's funny dumb.
Okay.
Are you going to take that one?
I've had worse.
He looks better than you with his shirt off, for sure.
Yeah, but he's got a little too many markings on him, though.
He works out.
He does work out. And I really need his steroid doctor. There's no question.
Dude, that's all natural.
I'm sure it is, but okay. I mean, I've seen worse.
You're a cross between him and Groot.
Okay, now I'm a little bit.
Actually, Jong is more like Groot.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because whatever Jong says, it's like, oh, it's kind of cute because he's Jong.
Yeah, but he says the same thing.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything, but that's cute.
Longhorn Dimitri says, Fred's more Green Lantern Ryan Reynolds, not Deadpool Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, no.
You know what? Okay.
You're way more Deadpool Ryan Reynolds than Green Lantern.
I hope so.
Just based on face alone.
Yeah. But because... Really, Green Lantern, it was Ryan Reynolds with a green mask.
Yeah.
Even his girlfriend knew who it was, spoiler alert.
You can tell.
Yeah. But, okay, maybe I'll take Drax. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into a whole thing about what...
You know who you're funny like? Danny DeVito's Penguin.
He wasn't really funny. He was... No, because he was all... he was all emotional. Come on, he was like Kylo Ren.
Kansas City Joe on Twitter.
Yeah, I
blocked. You're emo, Fred.
No, I've blocked like nine people in my life.
You're emo.
Nine people. And one of them was Adolf Hitler. So that ought to tell you who I block. I guarantee you blocked 10 times as many people as I have. Or you start dropping that on me, you better go look at your own Twitter. I will bet you right now you've blocked 10 times as many people as I have.
All I block are sex bots. That's who I block.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You get called out all the time for stuff.
I got to find my
block. I'd be curious to know how many you've actually blocked. I'm going to say over under 72.
Oh, it's over for sure.
There you go.
But I don't think that any of them are. I think it's way under 72 of real people.
Stop with that.
I don't know how
just
to
stop
get to
with
this.
That.
I'm going to get to it, though. Hold
okay,
on.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
I don't know how to get to the people I've blocked. Blocked accounts.
Yeah.
It
doesn't give you a number. You got to count them.
Yeah. But look, it's almost all Tara Burris 13, Q McClure. Like, these are all bot whores. Like, that, because they. Remember
when I got those too.
When they were liking and retweeting all my tweets and it was making me crazy?
Yeah.
Well, I just blocked all of them. I was like, I'm going to get rid of. And all these Russian bots are gone.
How did you vote for president?
I mean, look. Am I wrong? Is there anyone there who's not a sex bot, Aaron, or Voldemort? Those are all sex bots, right?
That wasn't the point. But
that doesn't even count.
I'm seeing real people in there, too, though.
Where?
Well, it's not.
Have you seen one yet?
All right, well, you haven't gotten to them. You just got the bots there at the top.
This is way past the top.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I block.
You've blocked a lot more people than that because I get tweets. I can't tell you how many times I get tweets from people. Tell AJ this, he blocked me. It's like, no. If he blocked you, I'm not gonna tweet him anything. My God, how many?
There's a lot of them. I told you it was driving. And
yeah.
What pisses me off is when they have the same profile picture. Like, I've seen that face three times.
Oh, yeah, and she's ugly.
Yeah. Look, these two are the same one.
Yeah.
Kay Wilcox and In Hannah, same person. Look who it is again. Hey, haven't seen you in a while. Yeah, that's all I block.
Well,
no, I don't.
So then people are lying to me when they say, "Oh, he blocked me."
Yeah. So there's people who will say, "Oh, I did block that guy, TX Keynes." You remember him?
Didn't you block that? You blocked that guy, marketing guy, TX marketing
yep,
guy,
TX marketing guru, the guy who said, "I'll bet you anything that." Next season, Brock Osweiler's a top 10 quarterback. Yeah. That'll get you blocked.
He was. He was
top 10 on the Browns.
I know. He didn't say what or where. All right, guys, you going to be grilling this weekend?
I might be.
You should be. You know what you need? Need you some Zumo.
Oh, yes.
How about the party time sausage? Guess what? Just a little aside. Guess who's coming to the studio next Thursday and bringing us some sausage? Our buddy Ryan. So I'm telling you, he's gonna cook some up for us. Guys, if you're not on Zumo, and listen, if you're in Beaumont, you know all about these guys because they've been family-owned and operated since 1908. You know what that was? That was when the Cubs won the World Series before this last time. That's how long they've been in business. And they're on their third and fourth generation of family members working in the business. And the gang over there, man, they specialize in smoked sausage and boudin. The boudin is as good as any you're going to find anywhere. And the Zumo's Party Time Sausage. If you're going to grill this weekend, you want to impress your friends, go pick up a pack of the Party Time Sausage. It's available at HEB. It's available at Kroger. Go there, get it. And it's been passed down from generation to generation since 1908. And listen, there's a lot of great sausage in this city. There's nothing like Zumo's. Made from the highest quality ingredients, perfectly blended spices, then hickory smoked for 4 hours for a truly genuine southern taste. Party Time's been a top seller throughout Southeast Texas for many years. Time for Houston to get on board, guys. Party Time sausage, great for cookouts, family gatherings, crawfish boils, or just a quick meal. Zumo's boudin, seasoned pork and rice dressing and stuffed in a sausage casing. And it's funny because I've had bad boudin. You can screw up boudin. These guys do not. You cannot mess up the Zumo's boudin. It's impossible. It is so good. Find them both at your local grocery stores. Just look for Zumo, Z-U-M-M-O. Easy to find, great to cook, tastes great. You're going to enjoy it. Make the party start with Zumo's.
You going to answer? answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. A Renters Warehouse.com roadshow live from Carbach Brewing. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Carbach. And if you are not at Carbach, a shame bell for you because they had game two of the Western Conference Finals and we're broadcasting until 7. And they've got an awesome restaurant. They're open for dinner. Plenty of beer. Listen, if Casey Joe can come out here, you should be here. I'm just saying. And while supplies last, they'll be giving away the Rockets gear, hats and pint glasses. No more T-shirts. Sorry.
Like, Roger's been to a broadcast before, right?
Yeah.
Like he understands several hundred. Just yelling really loud isn't great for the program.
You know, I've been trying to get him cut off now for like eight beers.
I feel like he's one of the ones we shouldn't have to tell. He's been here and done this.
Yeah, you know what he did? He made a mistake that many people do that aren't used to it. He drank the BBH first.
Yeah.
And that kind of took him to a place where not so good. All right, I'll tell you what is good. Our buddy Beth, who's here. What's up, Beth?
Hello, hello. I'm so glad to be here. It's a good thing I'm not drinking beer because...
Why aren't you drinking beer?
Because I have no filter anyway, and so can you imagine if I was drunk, right?
I've seen you drunk. Your filter stays the same. You just get even more animated, if people can imagine that.
Only for a couple of minutes, and then I go crashing down. But but it's fun to be here. I like having the energy from everybody here in the audience and stuff. So
see, Eric's here.
Eric is here. Right. I would tell everybody out there, if you're not here, you need to come by and come say hi.
Yeah, Ray.
Yeah.
Roger screaming at us. And,
right. You know, I kind of like that, too. He just got exuberant. He got so carried away. He's so, you know, turned on with the...
You know, what's funny is, like, Dustin, you and Dustin have a lot in common.
Yeah?
It's like he can take any conversation and make it about the Cowboys. You could take any conversation and make it about sex.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so we should talk and we could talk about Cowboy sex?
No, it would be funny because that's what you would take it. And he would be sitting there trying to talk about, you know, who's going to replace Jason Witten. It's kind of funny.
There we go. Yeah, and my eyes would be glazing over and stuff. So, but, But if they were bending over, if you think about the football players and stuff, that kind of... That would make me wake up a little bit. Okay, and now there's a guy here who's standing on his head on the cement.
Yeah.
And do you think I can take a picture?
You just did.
Woo!
And he's old.
That's awesome. He's spreading his legs.
You know what? That was really good, I have to say.
I'm totally amazed.
I think
we should talk about all the sexual positions that you can do because I'm guessing there are a lot of them.
I think Beth has a new friend.
Yeah, there you go. I'm always happy to make friends.
I was impressed with that. Hell.
Yeah. I'm Beth from Darling Way, by the way. So let's talk. Yes. That's awesome.
How do you feel about wearing a Derek Johnson jersey when he's now a Raider? Yeah. You're going to have to go get a new one, right?
What?
But you're probably smart enough not to get a Mahomes. Okay. Yeah, smart guy. Smart guy.
Wait,
Beth, let's talk about game two of the Rocket series tonight.
Let's do.
Are you excited?
I am so excited. Did they win on Monday?
No.
Then, damn it, they need to.
Right?
Yes. And you know why? Because the whole city needs that extra shot of testosterone that happens when our home team wins.
Do you think that if the Rockets massage their prostates, they would play better?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I'm telling you, science... Absolutely. Do you know, okay, so when people argue with me and they think that, they think I'm joking about their orgasms are healthy, I remind them of when 1880s to 1920s, women were being diagnosed with hysteria all the time. And you know what they did
for
them?
Women? lobotomized.
That stopped in the 20s?
No, well, the diagnosis.
They lobotomized
them. No, they sent them to the doctor's offices, and the doctors, the male doctors, used their hands to manually stimulate women to orgasms in their doctor's offices, right? That's how it started.
That was just creepy doctors, though.
No, yeah, people were just going all over the place. That was just Cliff Huxtable.
Yep.
They were just telling. They were telling women this will make you happier and healthier and everything like that. The same thing. A Nero's prostate massager was invented because a urologist called the owner of who was an inventor and said, "Hey, I'm doing all these prostate massages in my office, but I'm thinking guys could be healthier if they would do it at home and do it more often. Can you invent a hands-free device?" And he did. So, yes. In fact, I wish we could do a study. You think before game three we can have a study and all the Rockets can keep track of whether they have sex or not or how many orgasms they have 24 hours beforehand, and then we see how many more points they score and how much more like their winning percentages? I think that would be awesome. So, yeah, that would be my advice. And don't go out and hook up, though, because that sort of new relationship stuff could drag you down. So really, doing solo self-love and a prostate massager for those Rockets, that would be awesome.
That would be good.
Yeah, everything circulates. They're happier. They feel lighter on their feet. Because, you know, the difference is that with a prostate orgasm, they feel it more. The description is like a head-to-toe. It's a full-body orgasm rather than just a penis-centric orgasm.
So they talk about like a... See? Like athletes, boxers, fighters who do this, they say, oh, they don't want to do this for a while before the fight. They don't want to orgasm. Do you believe that is good or not good?
No, I think there's a certain window. But if they build it up for too long, it's not effective. They actually, they show years ago, like Napoleon Hill, who wrote the book Think and Grow Rich.
He tried to take over the world.
Well, he tried to take over the world. Yeah, yeah. But he said that a bricklayer who was having sex actually laid twice as many bricks in a day as somebody who hadn't had sex. Because there's a lethargy that sort of settles in. There's a focus. There's a distraction. Your body's not at optimal form. Right? Would you not work out for 3 days before a big game?
No, that would be a bad idea.
That would be right. Why would that be a bad idea?
Because you wouldn't be at your peak.
Right. And so what happens, though, when you work out? You don't want to work out too much because then you're worn down, right? But you learn this sort of peak performance where your muscles are now ready and raring to go and they're fluid and everything is loose, right?
So even before I fought, I would go back and, you work up a sweat. Like you roll, you hit pads, you do everything until you're sweating basically profusely before you even go out and fight.
Yeah. So would you also think about orgasm beforehand?
No.
Did you abstain for more than 24 hours?
Yes, 24 hours.
Oh, okay, just 24.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it the day before a fight, no.
Oh.
But, like, the day before, I would say, listen, we got to do this now because...
Oh, yeah.
But I was also cutting weight, so, like, I was dehydrated. I wasn't in a...
Oh, and that could make a big difference.
Yeah, I didn't feel like having sex.
No, I think optimally, I think... And before big presentations and stuff for men, actually, there is argument that having an orgasm helps boost confidence.
Fred always has sex before our Friday meetings.
Well, see, there you go. That's because he's feeling then powerful,
yes.
Right? That extra dose, those hormones that are coming through.
He comes in like a peacock.
Exactly, exactly. And flaunting and stuff,
yep.
Right? That happens. And you can tell. That's why people, when they find someone, they're like, oh, they'll see somebody and be like, oh, you had sex, right? Because there's this glow. There's this confidence. There's something oozing from them. So, yeah. That would be my advice. Don't abstain too long.
When you said laying bricks, was that a euphemism?
Yes.
When you said laying bricks?
No, it wasn't actually.
Okay.
No, he actually studied bricklayers. Right. It was kind of funny. So, but yeah. And okay, so thinking of the Rockets though too. So this weekend on Love and Laughter with Beth,
let me do this. Hey, Beth, you have a great show on Saturday nights called Love and Laughter with Beth. What do you have going on for the people this week?
Oh, thank you, Fred.
How was that? Was that good?
That was awesome. I didn't even ask you to say that.
Was that professional?
That was so professional.
You're very proud of myself.
Thank you. You're so good. But we're talking about threesomes.
Okay.
And I don't mean the kind of threesomes that I get to have with you guys every week, which, frankly, I really do love. You know I love threesomes. But we're talking about sexy threesomes, and I'm very excited about that because I think that's one of the most common fantasies for both men and women. And we're going to talk with a couple that has knowledge and experience, and we're going to talk about all the before, the during, the after, the etiquette, the jealousy. What do you do?
Yeah, you can't really do that if there's jealousy. It's just like being a swinger. You can't do that if there's jealousy.
Well, so some the fact is that some people think that almost everybody has some degree of jealousy. It's how you cope with it. There are some people that really claim to have zero jealousy, and props to them. I don't understand. But a lot of other people just say that it's there, but that they learn to work through it, that it's a normal human emotion.
My wife claimed to not be a jealous girl until we got married, and then she was like, oh, I lied about that. I'm definitely a jealous girl.
Mine's extremely jealous. She won't admit it because she's like, she has to be like Mrs. Tough, and I'm tougher than everybody else. But, yeah, she gets ridiculously jealous.
Yeah, and jealousy, like anything else, any other insecurity, I mean, we do be better fair, when we admit it.
Yeah, not so much anymore because she's kind of figured out that, yeah, okay, this is cool. And,
right.
But yeah, for a long time, she was ridiculously jealous.
Well, jealousy is rooted in insecurity, and I admit it. I'm very jealous because I get very insecure in relationships and stuff. And
it's not really, sexy,
but okay.
It's totally not sexy. It's awful. It's really bad. So you want to have a partner that you can work on that with.
So can I ask you a question about
this? Of course you can.
When it comes to the threesomes, and maybe you can ask this to them. It's a fantasy that like almost everybody has, but then I have to admit, when it actually happens, a little disappointing.
So a lot of people do think it's a little disappointing. I agree. And there's this, you know, oh, there's just too much going on, or I couldn't focus. And that's the thing, right? And so in some ways, the first question to ask yourself or your partners, is this something we really would rather just keep as a fantasy? Because it's perfectly legit to fantasize about it, talk about it, think about it, and then not do it.
Right. We don't have to act on every desire we have.
No, we don't. We don't.
I hope that's important for people to know.
Absolutely. And that's, but knowing too how it would work and stuff, again, even if it's just a fantasy, being able to talk it through, okay, what if we were doing this? Oh, and then the doorbell rings, right? I'm like, who answers the door in a threesome, right? Does somebody get claimed? Who gets to kiss first or, you know, whatever? And so you can talk it through and then you can own it. And in fact, then you can throw your jealousy in there going, oh, wait,
the answer
she's
is
too pretty. Yeah.
If your girl is going to let you have a threesome,
yeah,
she makes all the rules.
Yeah.
Like, if she says, like, I'm answering the door, I get to kiss first, you're allowed to do this, but not this, you're allowed to do this. Dudes are like, okay. Cool.
So that could be perfectly reasonable. I would say maybe it's the most insecure gets to make the rules.
The girl make the rule.
Well, it's not always. Don't you remember in Friends? I love Friends. Remember when Ross like had this deal of there was a threesome and the two women were together and he just did nothing but watch, right? He felt so left out.
No, I never saw
sorry,
that.
There's always an episode for Friends.
Not my show.
But that's the thing. So, and what I like...
Fred actually has a Friends tattoo. He just doesn't like to talk about it.
I like it.
Nope,
stuff,
hate that show. Hate that show. I hate freaking Big Bang Theory. I hate How I Met Your Mother.
I love all of those shows.
I know.
Exactly.
I've seen Friends before, and I'm not a fan. I've never even seen the other two shows.
Yeah, nope. That's all me. But that's why I like relationships. I like people's stuff.
Okay.
But
there's relationships in The Sopranos. You've seen that?
That's too violent. I love the relationship part of it, but I don't like the violence part of it.
I like the violence.
It makes me cry.
Yeah, me too.
I know. Yeah, no, yeah. I cry.
Violence is funny to me.
But so I've had people actually come to Darling Way and stuff and ask me about, can I help them find somebody for threesomes? Which I think is really pretty cool. And
if it's two women, I'm in.
Yeah, you're in for that? See, that's
good
to know.
No, actually, no. All kidding aside, it's like it was, and that's why I was kind of curious. That's why I asked the question. I mean, I thought it was going to be this really cool thing, and it really wasn't. It was kind of, it wasn't awkward. It just wasn't as much fun as you'd think.
Yeah, and so it depends. Was that with just strangers? Was it like a one-off kind of thing?
Well, it was a one-off, but it wasn't. I mean, one stranger, one lady I was dating.
Yeah.
And
I feel like that's the best way to have a threesome is with like a really casual relationship. And then some other chick. Like, I feel like having, like, even if my wife was into it or said she was into it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would think it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Because there's just too much that can go wrong. Like,
there is a lot that can go wrong and stuff. And I kind of agree. I think that, and we'll talk more about the show on the show, like how people do it and stuff. But there are some arguments for doing it like at a swingers club and doing it where it literally is just a stranger that you never see again. Because then it's kind of like just this extra on a movie plot, right? No, you don't have to worry about the emotional entanglement or anything.
You don't have to worry about, like, he's going to be texting her or whatever.
Yes, it's exactly, just... and stuff. So I am.
Because that can't happen.
Yeah. Well, so when I was married, and I told, you know, we had 22 years of boring married sex, so I would do almost anything to avoid that. We talked about a threesome because that was something my husband wanted to do with two women. I wanted to do it with two men, but
did you guys say, let's make a swap-a-rooney?
One of his birthdays, I wanted to take him to a brothel, a legal brothel in Vegas, and I thought that would be a way that I would be okay doing a threesome, where we would hire someone, I would know they were clean, and it would be a one-off, and then we would leave. And that to me was just like, you know, having somebody give him a massage, right? It was just that sort of thing. But we never made it happen. We ended up getting divorced a couple of years later, so things weren't going very well, and I don't know.
But there were a couple of years there that could have happened.
I know. And I don't know why.
Maybe that could have saved the day.
Yeah. You never know.
I don't think so.
But your life might be different now. You might still be doing law, and you might not be on the show.
And you might be a lesbian.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
You might be hanging out with someone.
I would love to be a lesbian. I spent a lot of years thinking about whether I could be a lesbian.
Well, I think life would be so much easier for women if that was the case.
Right. I said I would double my chances if I was bi and stuff, and I like women.
I feel sorry for women who are like, had to deal with us. I mean, we are.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. You guys don't really need us anymore. I mean, for one thing, you don't need us for sexual satisfaction. You don't need us for the movies. You guys run all the movies now. Man, you won. You control everything.
Yeah, well,
we still kind of need you guys, but you don't need us.
You still need, I know.
Yeah.
I know, women,
I think you
but
won.
We need to own our power. We still give it away too often. We have it. That's one of the things, one of the workshops I teach at Darling Way is own your sexy power. And I think it's really important because we still rely.
It's not just sexy power; it's like real power. You guys are taking over the world.
I'll
be dead by then. But by 2020, you guys are going to own everything.
By 2020, you're going to be gone in 2 years.
There's no way I'm lasting.
You make me want to smack you. That's not a good thing. You need to stick around. No.
I want to be like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix. People will think more of me when I'm dead.
Okay, that would be sad, but then you're not here to enjoy it.
Oh, no, I'll enjoy it. I'll be off in some, you know, island in a different reality where I'm watching going, look at that.
See, we're going to
say this. I became a badass when I died. How cool is that?
You're going to live forever, and I'm going to die young. Okay, and here's the deal. Before I die, there are so many other people out there in this world that I want to talk to, and I want to help, and I want to talk about sexy fun, and I want to hear their love stories. So, people, you better hurry up then and come. Tell me, share with me, talk to me, and yes.
Before we let you go, the question that everybody wants to know, everybody on Twitter is asking me.
Oh.
Does Beth hear Laurel or Yanny?
Do I what?
John, can you play the non...
Have you been out of the loop for the last 48 hours?
Sorry, yes.
Laurel.
What did you just hear?
Play it again.
Laurel.
What did it say?
Yanny.
Really?
Wow.
Why? What did I miss?
So, this is a fascinating thing that's going around. Thank you. What just played.
Oh.
Thank you, Casey.
Hey!
Okay, wait a minute. I just want to point out, there are three men at this table and one woman, and the woman didn't get a drink. Not that I want one, but I just want to point out, I cannot believe it. I think I've never been so insulted in my life.
Do I not look sexy today?
Look at my heels. Look at my shoulders. Do I not look good tonight?
It is hot outside. You could have had cleavage. Step up your game.
I cannot believe it. Okay, folks. I'm just
okay.
Yeah,
you missed out though. There's a history here.
So
we've had a war.
Okay, I just know that
Now I'm trying to figure out how to unblock Kansas City Joe.
Oh my
goodness. On Twitter.
So listen.
Okay, because
he bought me a beer.
That sound clip you just heard.
Yes, the sound clip.
Yeah.
Half the people are hearing Laurel. And half the people are hearing Yanny.
Okay.
It depends on what it's like. Remember the blue dress, gold dress thing?
Yes.
It's like that for your ear holes.
Okay. Yeah, well,
when you're into psychology,
you
would find this interesting.
So who's
I just heard Laurel. You hear Yanny.
I heard Laurel as clear as day.
Oh.
What'd you hear? Laurel. 3-1. You're a Yanny.
Okay.
That's why we got drinks and you didn't.
I'm a yinny. Maybe it's for like the, you know, the yoni eggs and stuff that women put inside.
No, I think I think it's more to do with the tone that your ear holes hear. But
yeah. Well, you know, there is difference, right? Men are actually, especially as you get older, you tune out the higher pitches, which women speak in. So then you really don't hear
ding,
women.
Ding.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I wish I could master that art.
That's terrible.
I wish.
Thank you for playing that, John. But no, I didn't know that. I don't know.
Yeah, so there you go.
Now they're talking about it. I don't know. We should see if it changes, like, in different states of arousal. Do you think if men are more turned on that they hear different things?
That's not something I would have thought of, but okay.
Right. I'm thinking that it might
be.
You're
always thinking of arousal.
Yeah, in states of arousal that men may be more inclined to hear the higher pitches so that they can hear their female partners.
Interesting.
See, this is the way. This is my inner sex geek. My ISG. I swear I think about this stuff. I have a zillion different studies people need to do for me. So I just need $1 million
foundation. Oh, so you want other people to do the work. You don't want to do it yourself.
The research. Oh, God.
Maybe you can do it with that Tinder date you had here today.
I did not have a Tinder date.
I saw you. I saw you.
I had a meeting with a guy who has a podcast.
I went to him. I said, hey, what's up?
We saw you working.
And he did the international sign for swipe right. Oh, that's
now,
what he did.
Let's be clear. I might have a Tinder date later, but I didn't have one before. Okay?
What? Tell me about your match.
Let's just be clear.
Tell me about your match.
I have so many matches.
Tell
what
me about the
mean?
Match you're going out with.
I don't know. Really good guy. Nice guy.
Been DMing?
Do what?
Has he been DMing you?
Direct messaging? Yeah, texting.
Texting. Phone numbers have been exchanged?
Oh, yeah.
So you guys are – this is off the app now.
Oh, this is off the app.
So you're on to, you're on to texting each other nudes and stuff.
No.
No.
No, this is the thing, right? I have to put my profession. I put on my profile, because I'm on lots of different dating sites. I put Darling Way. I put Love and Laughter with Beth. I tell them, go check me out beforehand, because apparently not everybody wants to date someone who is as willing to talk about sex openly as I am, right? It's a little bit different. And so I put out that all out there first, so they can find out all about me. I don't really have much to hide after that.
You're a public figure.
Yeah, I don't really think of it that way. But,
you're famous.
Yeah, well, not quite, but yeah.
You're famous.
But,
you have a book?
I do have a book, Love and Laughter, Sexy, Meaningful, Fun for Everyone.
You're on the number one show in the city.
I have a book signing coming up, too, at the end
Where?
Of June. I'm excited. Brazos Bookstore. It's this really cool, independent, cooperative bookstore.
Yeah,
it's a big deal. It is.
That's where I used to go and buy a lot of books for school, actually.
They have amazing people there for their book signings.
It's over by Rice, right?
It's over by Rice, I think on Bissonnette.
Yeah, cool
it's
place.
It's a huge deal. I, like, cried when they told
me
that
you're
going to
laugh
that.
At me. It's one of the few places where I can go buy stuff by, like, Plato and Socrates.
Yeah, they have the most amazing books. I could sit there for weeks on end and just read.
Yeah. Highly recommend.
I've been a bookworm since I was a kid. When I was little, my mother would punish me by locking me outside with my book inside. So,
Beth, I think you wind your way into a beer. Of course.
Thank you.
Stood on his head and did all kinds of weird stuff.
He stood on his head first. Now I feel like I got the pity beer.
Oh, yeah.
Pity beer.
It is a pity. Just like a woman. Oh my God.
Thanks for the beer. It's a pity beer.
Pity beer.
Whoa. I had to beg for it. I can't believe it. I'm humiliated. Oh, woe is me.
Yeah. See, this is what you guys do. All right.
We can't deal with this.
No. We need to move on.
This
Sorry.
Is why. So people should come see me at the shop. 3423 White Oak Drive, Darling Way. And let me help you figure out how to talk to your woman, because... Never make her feel like she's drinking the pity beer, right?
Or your man, or your woman,
or your
if you're,
man, or
if
your
you're
woman,
same sex.
Anything,
takes care
right?
Of
I'll talk about sexy fun for
All
anyone.
Right. I got to talk about, if you're not happy with your job, you're not making enough money, you need to know about My Computer Career. You can, 3 months, 3-4 months, you can be, boom, you're there. It doesn't take long, guys. It does not take long to start your IT career. You're going 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything to start your new career. Go take the free career evaluation today. If you don't love what you do, you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have experience or training, they don't even care. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online, like I said, 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon.
Go take the career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu. So help us out the neighbors. In the place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears, yeah. Reckless behavior. A
place that is so pure. Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Spring pollen and other allergens, they're in the air. They're coming into your home through dirty air ducts, foot traffic on your carpets. Get a jump on allergy season right now. Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning's got their spring special going. For a limited time, they'll come out, they'll clean three rooms for $100, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. The other guys, I got the hiccups in the middle of my read here. That's what happens when you do your show at a brewery. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free. 281 Dirt Free, go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, cleaning your upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet. Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
Yeah. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan where my accountant lives. In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boo, babe, tastes like Kool-Aid for the
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and only one segment to go. We're going to skip deaths today. I think our best death was Chris Cornell.
Oh, R. it's R. been a year. Yeah,
BB King too, but
stupid
Chris Cornell. That one. That
so
one
he was so good, so good.
Yeah, that one hit me as hard as any death has, because I just love his voice. He's one of my karaoke go tos, and he was so brilliant. And you know, heroin will do it. All right, look who's sitting here,
the man himself,
Eric Warner.
Hey guys,
what's going on, buddy?
I have newfound respect for Fred. Now that this is the first time I've been on. Where I can hear John and Fred communicating, because I got the full headset. And he's like drinking a BBH. John's up his you know what about, hey, got to get this done.
Yep.
He's like a game manager, kind of like
he's Alex Smith.
Alex Smith. He's the Alex Smith of radio.
Right.
I kind of take that. I mean, yeah, I'd prefer to be Tom Brady, but I'll take Alex Smith.
Yeah, he's Alex Smith. I'm Randy Moss.
Yes. Yeah, because you're a creative, like,
and
playmaker.
That's why I'm
hyper talented, very lazy. I mean, doesn't put any effort into it. Yeah, I think that's perfect. Really hard to work with.
That's not what I was going for. Hey, Eric.
Hi, AJ. How are you? You guys having a good time today?
Absolutely.
A
great time.
Hey, you guys, Thank you for having us. I'm really impressed with the turnout you brought in today. Amazing time here at the brewery. And. It's going to be fun all weekend. I mean, this is kind of – it's only Wednesday, right?
But it's only Wednesday.
Yeah. That's kind of close to the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Rockets game tonight. It should feel like a weekend. You can call
it
sick tomorrow.
I hope it feels more like a weekend tomorrow. I mean, yeah. And I don't know. I hate the cliches, but this is a must win. I mean, they don't get it done tonight. It's sayonara.
You were at game one.
Yep.
Did you get on TV too?
He did.
Yeah.
But he wasn't paying attention.
I was the dude.
He wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because AJ's up with his arms in the air and doing all this. And I'm looking for Eric, and it's like so much red, I couldn't really see you.
Yeah, he was right there just loafing. But Eric is the one who got our shirts back from the Chinese people.
Oh, did you tell him that story?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He told the story.
I was having none of it.
Because if people saw me on the big screen, everybody was like, oh, of course you wouldn't wear the hometown colors. And I was like, dude, I was trying. And I did. You can vouch for it. I put that shirt on.
Exactly.
It's all about it.
After the fact.
You can't trust the Chinese. That's a problem.
I mean, this woman was a hard negotiator.
She was. One Pepsi for the shirts.
Yeah.
For a shirt they'd already put on.
Yes.
God knows what
my shirt's
of perfume
used.
And crap and stuff was on
My
there.
Shirt is used.
She was angling for two shirts.
Yeah. Well, listen. What are we going to do?
You've got a bunch of BBH on right now.
We brought it all out today.
You've got the OG BBH. You've got espresso. You've got cherries. And you've got no BB.
That's right. That's right.
You've just got H.
H. We've got H.
Yeah.
Which is a great beer in and of
itself. It is a really good beer.
I mean, if you just don't really want the bourbon flavors, you want kind of pure malt, it's the one.
That is a really good beer, and I forgot how much I liked it because I can't get it anywhere except for here now. And I'm BBH is my all-time favorite, and that's the one I'm always going to go to. But I sure like that pure Hellfighter.
I think Eric could tell that I was drinking Hellfighter because I took like a long, full swig off of my beer. He's like,
yeah, you can't.
Like the kind you can't do if you're drinking BBH.
No, you do that with BBH, and they're carting you out of here, man.
Right. So I took a long, full drink. It was about a third of my glass. He's like, you drinking that original Hellfighter, huh? Yeah, that's pretty much how you know.
Like, well, you get a percent increase in the alcohol content just by being in the barrel.
Just 1%?
Yeah. No, 1 to 1.5.
That's not as much as I would have thought.
Yeah, I would have thought it'd be
but
more
think
than
about
that.
All the liquid volume that's in there. I mean, you got 53 gallons of beer.
Yep.
I mean, that means you're roughly pulling out, 4 gallons of whiskey in the wood. And these barrels are mostly empty when we get them. So all that whiskey is just kind of stuck inside the wood.
I've always wondered this. How often do you think this happens where brewers are like, oh, we want to get more whiskey flavor, so we're just going to dump some whiskey in the beer? Do you think that ever happens?
I don't. I mean, I think most brewers are pretty pure. Now we will get barrels sometimes where they've been sloppy emptying them, sloppy to our benefit, and yeah, there'll be a little puddle of probably like a half gallon or a gallon of whiskey in there, and we'll fill the – but, you know, hey, that's the gods
that's
saying,
game,
hey,
yeah.
man. That's
this should be a boozy beer.
That's right.
Well, brother, we appreciate you having us out here. I hope we get out here more often. Always love doing the show with you and love being out here at Carbach. I think I've been a long-time proponent of you guys long before we ever were doing business together. So – thank you for having us.
And Love Street Music Fest coming up on Sunday. Get tickets now at carbachbrewing.com. Eric Warner will be out there. I'm going to try to be out there if baseball will allow it. I'll let you know.
Okay, it's going to be a good time.
I'm going to try to talk the wife into coming out.
Come on down, like man. It's going to be fun. The weather's supposed to be good, about 90, no threat of rain. It's going to be great. Thanks, guys.
All right, brother. Guys, I got to tell you about a new male wellness clinic in Houston, Eros Medical Group. And, guys, let me tell you, they specialize in men's health. Their goal is to awaken your inner Greek god. And let me tell you, these guys are based in Texas, and Shane and Dr. Reich, they're just really good people who want to help you achieve your goals. And the name comes from the Greek god Eros. If you're a mythology novice, Eros is the Greek god of love, guy with the bow and arrow, probably seen him. But they want to help you in that department. They focus on regenerative medicine. And this type of medicine is proven to help men with hair loss, anti-aging, and those suffering with ED. And they also have non-surgical sports medicine, Botox, weight loss management, hormone replacement therapy, so much more. And if you go check them out, they're going to have a man cave that's great. It's going to have flat screens. Sports games will be playing. And they're offering a free consultation. Trust me, you're going to want to check this out. I was doing just great, but they're making me even better. Give them a call today, 833-2-MY-AROS. That's 833-2-MY-AROS. Eros Medical Group. Set up your free consultation today.